Let's begin the tour of the Baylor Art Student Exhibition with a casual walk through the space. As you walk and look, listen and consider how you fit into the opening discussion. The Martin Museum of Art is arranged in three rooms called galleries. You are currently exploring galleries 2 and 3. As you look around, consider how you are feeling. Do you feel out of place, anxious, unsure of what you are seeing? Or are you relaxed, comfortable, and familiar with most, if not all, of the types of media on display? Personal feelings about art and art museums are often based on personal background and experience with art. If you felt comfortable as you walked in the space, can you think of a family member or teacher who taught you about art or took you to see it in a gallery or museum? If, however, you felt uncomfortable in the space, is it possible that the feeling comes from a lack of familiarity or exposure to art museums? Does it make you anxious? Are you fearful that someone might ask you to talk about the art? Art museums are often viewed as elitist or inaccessible based on their historical background. Created in Europe in the 17th and 18th centuries, the first art museums were designed for the viewing pleasure of royalty and the upper class. By the late 18th century and moving into the 19th century, a shift began to occur. Art museums changed their focus to education and opened their doors to the general public. Unfortunately, most art museums are located in large cities, and so access continued to be limited. It is our hope that by tour's end, you feel comfortable and welcome in the museum. We also hope you will leave with a greater understanding of what you're viewing and how the art was selected. Gallery 2 is the room closest to the museum's welcome desk. Stay in this room or move there now and take a closer, more intentional look at each piece while listening to an explanation about the types of exhibitions the Martin Museum of Art presents, and specific information about the Baylor Art Student Exhibition. Please continue in this gallery until you are instructed to move to Gallery 3. We are fortunate to own and care for over 1,500 works of art. This art is known as our permanent collection. The exhibition in Gallery 1 was selected and a theme developed using art from that collection. The museum staff regularly researches and develops exhibitions and programming based on art in the permanent collection for the benefit of the Department of Art and Art History, as well as the university and local community. The Martin Museum of Art also features the work of guest artists several times each year. Submissions or proposals for exhibitions can be submitted by artists or on their behalf by faculty within the Department of Art and Art History. A committee then considers the proposals and selects future exhibitions based on their artistic and educational value. The museum staff and committee plan 2 to 3 years in advance for most exhibitions. Every other year, we ask our faculty to submit work or a description of research being conducted for viewing during the Baylor faculty exhibition. Most of the faculty submit work that matches the courses they teach. It is not uncommon, however, for the faculty to explore some new facet of their particular media or venture into a new media for these exhibitions. Student work is shown in the Martin Museum of Art through 2 types of exhibitions. graduating seniors are required to produce 7 to 10 works of art they display prior to graduation in an exhibition we call the BFA. At the end of the fall and spring semesters, we showcase the art of students who will be receiving a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree. The students within this degree plan are required to select a specific media as their focus. As seen in this exhibition, the work can be ceramics, drawing, fiber design, graphic design, painting, photography, printmaking, or sculpture. The art you have been viewing is part of the Baylor Art Student Exhibition. This type of exhibition is what is known as a juried exhibition. Students can submit up to 6 entries in any of 8 categories, but the work must have been created in a Baylor Studio Art class during the previous year. The submissions are most often from art majors, but because studio art classes are open to all majors, there may be work from students studying outside of our department. Once the submission deadline passes, a juror reviews the work via digital images and usually selects around 45 works to be displayed representing the following categories: ceramics, drawing and 2D design, fiber arts, graphic design, painting, photography, printmaking, and sculpture or 3D design. In addition to selecting the art for the exhibition, the juror also selects award-winning works from each group and an overall best of show. At the opening reception, the juror talks about the selection process, what artistic elements made each winner stand out from the rest, and then the winners are announced. The last award presented in this exhibition is decided by the public, with voting open for a limited time each year. This is the People's Choice. Each guest can vote one time a day during the contest dates for the work they would like to see recognized. It is not uncommon for guests to return and vote for other works when they have more than one favorite. At the end of your time with us today, we invite you to use the posted QR code to vote for your favorite work of art. At this time, please move to Gallery 3 and take a more in-depth look at the works displayed in that gallery. As mentioned previously, museums move from being a place to simply view art to one that educates visitors about the artist, the media, and the process used, or how the art fits within a specific topic or theme. To assist you in learning, most exhibitions include text panels, which feature detailed information about the selected topic. Text panels are most often used in guest and permanent collection exhibitions. For exhibitions, such as the faculty and student shows, you are more likely to see a smaller panel known as an artist statement. These statements reflect on how and/or why the artist created the work. Typically found to the right of works of art or at the end of a group, the museum provides ID labels. The purpose of an ID label is to provide information such as artist name, life dates, the title, materials used, and if the art is a part of our permanent collection. The use of ID labels is a disputed topic amongst museum curators and guests. The Martin Museum of Art, however, views ID labels as an educational tool to help guests have access to information about the artist and to provide a breadcrumb of understanding by sharing the title. Some people view sharing the title as providing too much information and influence on how others see a particular work of art. While text panels, artist statements, and ID labels can be seen as a means to educate guests, it is important to know the difference between objective and subjective responses to viewing works of art. An objective viewing is one in which your opinion of a specific work or series is based on knowing the guidelines and parameters set prior to its creation. This type of viewing often occurs with assignments made in an art classroom or as part of a critique in studio art classes. It is also possible for guests to give objective opinions if they are specifically discussing the technique and materials used and not how it makes them feel. By the time the art is hung as part of an exhibition, the guest viewing it will be doing so subjectively, or in other words, based on their own personal opinion or emotional impact. From this perspective, there is no right or wrong way to view art. Each person reacts to and finds meaning or value in a work in their own unique way. A work of art that confuses you or makes no sense to you may speak deeply to another person. Years ago, a guest artist expressed this view: "I do not care if people like my work or not. What I care about is, does it cause a reaction?" Going one step further to develop our understanding of objective versus subjective viewing, we note what Kevin Heiler wrote in his blog: "Is art subjective? Is there good and bad art?" with the following quote: "An emotional reaction to a traditional skills-based work of art is subjective. The craft and process of making traditional art is objective." If you find work that is not relatable or causes negative emotions, the challenge for you, the viewer, changes. This is your opportunity to look at the work objectively. Consider the historical context, the materials used, the skills utilized, and the time applied in the creation of the work, and see if you find a new appreciation for the art. The Martin Museum of Art is more than a gallery designed for the viewing and selling of art. We are a museum with education at the heart of what we do. We want to help our guests learn about art through sharing information about the art, artist, process, or historical context. As such, we welcome your questions. Feel free to ask at the desk or send an email to someone on staff if you have specific questions. The staff member sitting at the desk can try to assist you or can provide you the appropriate contact information for further help. As you finish your viewing of the Baylor Art Student Exhibition, consider how the subject matter or the elements of art impact which ones you enjoyed the most. Were your favorites familiar creations of an object, landscape, or subject that you enjoy? Were you attracted to the art through how the artist utilized the elements and principles of design? The impact of the elements of design are experienced through the use of color, texture, line, shape, and form. The principles of design include movement, pattern, contrast, emphasis, and more. If you want to know more about the elements and principles of design, we have booklets at the desk that can be used in the museum to enhance your viewing and learning experience. Thank you for coming in today to view the Baylor Art Student Exhibition. We hope you enjoyed the art and learned more about what the Martin Museum of Art does to provide guests different types of exhibitions and learning experiences. If the People's Choice QR code is still active, we hope you will vote for your favorite work of art. Those of you needing more than one CAE credit are welcome to view the exhibition in Gallery 1, or you can return in the future to experience a different exhibition. Our website and Baylor Connect can guide you to discovering upcoming exhibitions and events. Do not forget to return to the desk to check out with your event pass. The Martin Museum of Art and our related events and activities are always free. Come back anytime.